An El Pasoan.
Okay. Do you know names for natives of other western states, like funny names, for instance?
No.
Okay. What is a person from the United States is called an?
An American.
Mm-hmm. Person from our country to the north?
Canadian.
Person from our country to the south?
Mexican.
Okay. Somebody who's black?
Black.
Okay. Person from Utah is usually of what religion?
A Mormon.
Mm-hmm. And white people in the El Paso region are called what?
Anglos.
Okay. Country people are called?
Country people. Well, I don't know.
What would a redneck be to you?
Redneck would be somebody who's angry all the time.
Okay.
Always looking for a fight.
Uh-huh. What about people who don't have enough to eat? What would you call them?
Hungry.
Or they don't make enough money?
Below the poverty level. They don't poor.
Mm-hmm. A person who works on a ranch?
Cowboy.
Okay. How about somebody who works specifically with horses?
Horse trainer or horse trainer.
Okay. Somebody who digs for gold is a?
Miner.
Okay. The mother of Jesus is?
Mary.
And the woman in the Bible who lived very long or had a child when she was very old is called?
Sarah.
Uh-huh. The little girl in Little House on the Prairie who had the blonde hair and she was a snob, her name was?
Little House on the Prairie. Oh, my grandma. And she was a snob?
Yeah. You don't remember her name?
I can't.
Nobody can remember her name. Could you just pronounce Nellie for me?
Nellie?
Yeah.
Is that her name, Nellie?
Yeah, Nellie.
Oh.
Yeah. What's the term for an unordained preacher?
An unordained preacher. Well, in our
you would have called it a deacon.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. In a case in court, you are defended by your
attorney.
Mm-hmm. Or another name for attorney is
lawyer.
And the person who decides the case is the
judge.
Okay. This is
hair.
Uh-huh. And these are
ears.
And if you can see my ears from my hair. Okay, a man grows a
beard.
Uh-huh, and you talk with your
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And one of these is a
tooth.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
neck.
Inside I might have a sore
throat.
Yeah, these are
legs.
Right, and what allows us to move our arms and legs are?
What allows us to move it?
Yeah.
Muscles or?
Well, the
joints?
Yeah. And this is a
foot.
Uh-huh. And two of them are
feet.
Uh-huh. And you digest food with your
stomach.
Right. And if you're not weak, you are
strong.
Mm-hmm. If you don't feel well, you are sick.
Sick at your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Or
and if I can't talk anymore, I've been talking too long, I am
laryngitis.
Or I am
hoarse.
Right. And if my joints hurt, I may have.
If your joints hurt, you may have arthritis. Right. Hello!
I wanted you to know what a real farmer is.
Yeah, there you go, Ed. How you doing?
Hey.
Ed, this is Emily.
Emery,
I mean. Emery Hamilton.
Emery.
You might have,
nice
you might
meet
know
you.
Her father, Bob, who was at St. is still at St. Francis Church.
Oh, sure.
Always a greeter at the 8 o'clock service.
Nice,
nice to meet
you.
She's interviewing me for her doctor's degree.
How great.
Yeah.
How great.
What's a disease that's dangerous to kids and begins as a sore throat? It's an old
rheumatic
disease.
Fever.
Well,
no.